67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the last full week of September 2024, which also means we are only a week away from the camp's big waffle breakfast and open house. We'll have more on that in a couple minutes. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th anniversary of serving campers this year, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres. It's grown from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100 in the summertime. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many, and we are so very grateful to everyone. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. A big thank you to William and Carolyn Peters of rural Iowa City, who drove to camp with their daughter Chris Darrow of Inglewood, Colorado, to buy tickets for the 57 Chevy, which you just learned about a little bit earlier. William has a blue 57 Chevy and loves it, showed us pictures of it. They're both in their 90s. We had a wonderful visit reminiscing about Leo Greco, Tay Cummins, and so many others. There's only a few days left to buy tickets. We'll be giving that away that first Sunday in October. Also, Bob Kanake from Florida now, used to be from Delhi, stopped by with a donation to the camp. Him and his wife have been a couple since they were 13 years old. And Bob's back to celebrate his 70th class reunion, a good friend of the camp and a great supporter of the camp. So it's great to see Bob and his wife back here at Camp Courageous. Also, it's nice to see Bill Berger from Iowa City. Bill and his wife have been supporting the camp for many, many years, had a lot of great items, camping gear and things like that for Camp Courageous. So a big thank you once again to Bill Berger for his years of support. We had campers out here this past week for a beautiful week. The weather was wonderful. These are our older campers have been coming for many, many years, like Charlie Cummins. He's been coming out for the last 50 years. Our travel campers are up in Minnesota at Mall of America. They're in Bloomington and having a great time exploring all those areas. Thank you to Jeff Pitlick, who came out with two boxes of quails that were released over in our Lake Todd area. Campers really enjoyed learning more about quail, and we appreciate Jeff coming out and explaining the species. Camp is looking for staff right now. We're looking for counselors, and also we have some positions open in our leadership roles as far as program director and assistant program director, a respite director, and an assistant aquatics director. A lot of these positions, the people have moved around into higher up positions, and we appreciate the wonderful roles that they played here at the camp. This past week, the camp has welcomed AmeriCorps to camp. AmeriCorps has been supporting camp for many, many years. We have a brand new group of folks that are assisting as counselors here at Camp Courageous, and it's great to have them on board. A thank you to Barb Rickard of Tipton, Iowa. She invited Camp Courageous to give a program to their Child Conservation Club, a group that's been around for nearly 100 years. A group of wonderful ladies, had a great time with them. We had a couple of special guests that day, too. We had Camp Board Member Merlin Holsey. Merlin Holsey, on Saturday, September 21st, turns 101 years old. Merlin is a Camp Courageous board member and a wonderful friend, and we wish him all the very best on his birthday, September 21st, Saturday. Also, Shirley Guterman was there. Shirley's been a longtime supporter of the camp, and also volunteer Patty Leitner was part of the group. So had a great time there in Tipton. Also, a big thank you to Caitlin Miller. She is the Associate Director of Student Assistance and outreach for Kirkwood. Kirkwood had a big drive to collect bath tissue for Camp Courageous, and she filled up her car and brought it out with her daughter, Charlie. And we had a nice visit. A big thank you to Kirkwood for all their years of support. Looking forward to having Bob Tibber and his family out this coming Monday. His sister, Marilyn Worthington of Colorado, was out last week. They've been real active in supporting a number of Camp Courageous projects. And in particular, the one that's heartwarming to me is they sponsored the little girl that's in the wheelchair at the Memorial Park that's doing the Pledge of Allegiance, a wonderful tribute area to our veterans and to our country. Talking about veterans, we had a great benefit for the vets last Saturday, and a big thank you to this group out of Worthington that go out and raise funds for veterans to do something special for them. So we had a lot of vets and their families out. We had a great time. This coming September 27th, which is Friday, we have the Back to School Festival here at camp. It's open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. School groups from ages 3 to 21 come out to camp. A lot of events. Everything's free. A big dance, train rides, field games, you name it. A lot going on here at Camp Courageous. We also have the Waffle Breakfast coming up the last Sunday in September, the 29th, from 8 to noon. We'll be serving waffles. $10 for adults. Children under 12 are $5. We have Dixie music going on by the Eastside Band. We have laser tag going on, train rides, zip line rides, miniature golf, and so much more. So come on out for waffles. We're trying this for the first time, and it'll be waffles and sausage. Our sympathy goes out to the family of Daniel Brookhart. He was 80 years old from Iowa City, passed away. Any asset, his memorials go to Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit camp. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.